Well, if a ball player was good, he would take an opportunity to maybe go to another team for more money. The previous owner really had no legal recourse. He could just lose a ball player to what we call free agency with no legal recourse. So it was ball players had to look out for themselves, and they didn't make a lot of money, and each team was different in that sometimes they played for a fixed salary, twice a month, or they play for a percentage of the gate. Not everybody was under a contract. So if a game was rained out, you didn't get paid that day. Versus somebody else on the team who had a contract, he would still get his check on the 1st and the 15th of the month. So it was a structured league, but in some cases, I don't know how you can enforce a contract. I think it would be difficult to enforce a signed during that period of baseball.